Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Today in the studio for a second mentoring session conversation, we're here with Tom O'Neill, the CEO of The Nerdery. The Nerdery is a custom software design and development company built on the belief that passionate nerds are the driving force behind business breakthroughs, redefining what's possible through technology. Headquartered in Bloomington, Minnesota, The Nerdery has offices in Chicago, Kansas City, and Phoenix. Founded by Mike Durer, Mike Schmidt, and the late Luke Buckland, programming pioneers in 2003, Tom O'Neill joined the ranks of CEO in 2016. Tom has been instrumental in growing with the Nerdery founders. He joined the Nerdery in 2004 as a programmer. He launched their Chicago branch as Vice President of Software Development, returning to Minneapolis as Chief Operations Officer. In 2014, Tom became President, then CEO. At the Nerdery, they build more than software. They craft products, services, and experiences that better people's lives. Please welcome Tom O'Neill. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for coming back for our second session.
You got it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, you ready to tackle
yeah, let's
this
do
conversation?
This. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in our last mentoring conversation, you shared with us your upbringing in Chanhassen, Minnesota, and that you grew up with nine siblings. You're fourth out of the group.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you kind of feel like you're middle child, plus you're also kind of independent, like an older child.
Yeah, that's right. Thank
you. Based on where things, flew. You grew up, your dad was instrumental in kind of getting you set up with a computer, and you and your brother really got involved in that, and it really helped you with, because when you broke something, you also had to fix it. So it helped you with understanding programming. All right. And then you said that instrumental in developing yourself as a leader was being part of Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. And also you were vice president of your high school. You also were part of the snowboarding club and like to organize different events.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And as we went along, you your undergraduate degree was at Winona State. You kind of developed, while you were in college, you developed your own software business. And from there, you kind of branched out and eventually met Luke Buckland, Mike Schmidt, and Mike Durheim, who were in their first year of kind of building the Nerdery. So you were the third employee.
Yeah, I think it was third or fourth. It's debatable. You know, Jane Runyon, who works here, and she's an office manager. She and I have a running, ongoing debate about who was here first. And I think I was here full time before she was here full time, but she technically started part time before I did. So, you know, who's counting? Third, fourth, whatever.
Yeah. You might be duking it out for
quite a while.
Yet.
It could be a long time before we decide.
And so you're talking about the growth of the company and, you know, 6-7 years into the business, you had a tragic accident with Luke. He was flying home from Wyoming with his family and his plane crashed. It's only 40 years old. Such a tragic way to end. And we ended the last session with kind of a tribute to both all three founders and what you learned from them. And Luke really helped you. You want to say something, it looks like.
No, that's exactly right. I think the three founders of this company, I think, were inspirational and had great vision. And they're still Mike and Mike are still actively involved in the business today, and still lead me on our board. Mike Durheim is the chairman of our board, and Mike Schmidt is our co-chair and our vice chair. And those guys continue to empower me and the rest of the executive team here at the Nerdery to run this business and serve our customers and our nerds as we see fit. And it's incredible working for them.
Yeah. They really instilled in you a lot of trust and faith. Mike Schmidt and Mike Durheim, they're on the board now.
That's right.
They're not involved in the day-to-day.
That's right. Yeah. They are the chair and vice chair of our board of advisors. Yep.
Okay. So we're going to just focus our conversation right now because this is really helpful to hear from you. And I hope it's a little bit therapeutic. At the same time, I think it's very informative for our listeners to kind of know how to recover because you really focused in after Luke passed on to focus on what he would have wanted for the company.
Yeah, I think that's right. We had a lot of conversation about what to do when Luke passed away. I think, you know, there was questions about whether we should, you know, slow our growth and focus more on maintaining about the same size company, or if we should continue to grow. And we ultimately decided that we should continue to grow. And we were really lucky in that we had a great team behind us that
there were 140 really, people at the time.
Absolutely, 140 people, and we had an executive team that included myself, a vice president of sales, a vice president of marketing, and a controller that ultimately became our CFO. And you know, we were all very focused. We were all very passionate about succeeding, and we were surrounded by people who shared that passion. And we were working in a culture that was very driven, and you know, I think that we really worked together well as a team. And the folks who we had on the front line serving our clients, they continue to be some of the most passionate and intelligent and innovative people in the community of business technology. And like I said, we were quite lucky. We're in the people business. We had great people. We had a brand that was, we were lucky that it was, we're well received in the market, and we had a lot of success that we could build on in our experience helping customers. So, that very tragic loss of Luke and his three boys, it was a catalyst for us to work together, to push through and to continue to be successful and, you know, honor his legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of the glue that has held you together is the core values, and your core values are constantly pushing boundaries, integrity in all circumstances, be humble, win by empowering people, and solve problems pragmatically. Mm-hmm. And you identified that in each one of the leaders, the founders as well, in what they brought to the table. Have you revisited the core values, or do they feel like they're so strong and the glue to the foundation that there's no need to revisit them? They work.
Yeah, I think we revisit them every day, I think, but not in a way to challenge them as much as in a way to make sure that we're continuing to live by them. I think that the folks that work here, the principles, these guiding principles in our values and our vision, they're part of our culture. And so, when we're revisiting them, it's usually in the context of challenging ourselves, to continue, in the direction that has made us successful in the past, like to continue to build on our past success. So, you know, we use it in when we evaluate people for their annual reviews. We use it as part of the interview process and evaluating candidates for new jobs. You know, we talk about them in our success and in our failures, and we use our values and our guiding principles to make tough decisions.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I want to make sure that you are able to tuck your kids in tonight.
Thank you.
Because we're taping on a stormy Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to add for our listeners?
You know, I think that I would say the one of the most important things I learned through my mentorship, learning from the people who have led me, is to trust people and in failure and in success. So, you know, it's pretty easy to empower people to the point of failure, but through that failure and trusting how people handle it, I think is just as important in trusting people through success. So I would ask that people consider that if they can truly empower their team, how they manage taking risks
yeah.
and seeing those risks through.
Do you put special money aside for when you're starting a new innovation? Like, what is your, do you use design thinking mm-hmm. as part of a strategy of breaking down the next
yeah, I mean,
way you're going to work with people or?
Boy, those are two big questions. So number one, I think that, you know, anytime we take on a new engagement with a client, we're always looking for opportunities to innovate. So most of the innovation in our business comes through the work that we're doing with our clients.
Okay.
And so in those cases, you know, I think the biggest thing that we're doing to be great leaders in innovation is to really help them understand the business problems that they're trying to solve before we start talking about the technology and the solution, right? Because it's easy today to think, well, I need a mobile app or I need a web application, but
yeah.
it's the right thing to do. And you mentioned design thinking is to really understand what we're trying to do and why, you know,
yeah.
What is the business objective? What are the outcome we're trying to drive? And then start to think about the technology solutions behind it. So we have a 40 person user experience team that is steeped in the practice of design thinking. And so for absolutely every, client opportunity where we're brought in at the right time to solve those business problems, we're employing, strategies, tactics, and, methods from design thinking. Absolutely.
So those four questions of
absolutely
what is, yeah. Okay.
And, now for our business, that's a little bit different. You know, the innovation that happens inside of our business, we're not always employing, design thinking methodology, but we certainly, look to empower our teams to use the right methodology to solve the different business problems. So in some cases, you know,
'cause it doesn't always fit for everything.
I think so. Yeah. And then on the topic of investment, that's another, it's another topic, but you know, that's basically the way that we build our targets annually is we kind of start with where we think our revenue numbers can be based on the current performance in the market. We look at the business and how the expenses are going to come out for the year, and we factor in, we project in, growth in our expenses. I mean, our number one, cost is, or expense is in employees. So as a professional yeah. service organization, I think that cost increases every year,
right.
even more than just the headcount would increase, as we're in a very competitive talent market. But then we also factor in, you know, what are we planning to invest and how can we earmark or carve off for that investment? So, you know, usually that comes in a separate line item from those other expenses, but as a projected investment.
Yeah.
And so that we can, you know, we can plan to run the business, operate the business and kind of protect that, that investment, so that we can take risk, so that we can,
yeah, it's like a little nest
boundaries.
Egg.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, well, we could go on and on. I mean, this has been just delightful.
Thank you, Nancy,
so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
And I'll be checking in with you at another time and see if we would like to continue our
awesome.
Conversation.
Cool. Well, thank you. And I really appreciate being a part of it. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Great. Okay. And thanks, Mike Cabea,
sound
engineer, photographer, great friend. All right. We'll see you next Monday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Do you want to promote your business and grow in your leadership skills? Here are a few ways you can promote your business and get leadership help through We Mentor, Inc. You can be a podcast guest. Challenge yourself to share who you are on air. We'll help you out. Secondly, you can sponsor our podcast program. You can invest a small fee to have you and your company name announced at the beginning and end of one or more shows. The third way that you can promote your business and grow in your leadership skills is you can set up an individual strategy session to do work one-on-one with me, focusing on specific life and leadership issues and skills you want to acquire. Or the fourth way is you can join an entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab. These ELM labs start throughout the year. They are small groups of 5 to 9 business owners who are out to profoundly shift their lives and lead with authenticity. In 2016, I became a registered yoga instructor and mindfulness meditation teacher. I also became certified online with Brené Brown's Brave Leadership and Courage Works courses to learn an effective process of being all in, falling, getting up, and trying again. In turn, I can mentor others in how to dare greatly and rise strong. I feel better equipped to help you forge ahead in these times of great uncertainty. Our Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Lab process is an integrated approach to leadership development. We do yoga, meditation, and leadership revolution skill setting. Yes, we will help you learn how to strengthen your body, strengthen your mind, and increase your emotional stamina as part of our leadership development process. Along with learning about real-world business planning and strategic planning, we do what works. Get involved, get started. You can reach me at 612-804-8920 or go to wementor.com and connect with us. Lastly, if you like our podcast program, help us keep it going. You can donate to our program. Just go to the wementor.com website, click on Buy button, and fill in the donation amount that you would like to contribute. We appreciate any and all contributions. See you next week.